A very good morning on NPC Online Church. My name is Isaac Katariyama. This is NPC Morning right now. And today is a wonderful day. It's a very beautiful day. We have our usual guests in studio. They are around and it has been a week. Only they have to tell you about. They can tell you about how their week has been. But before we start it off, I would like us to have an opening prayer from Conrad. Okay, Conrad, please.
Let's humble ourselves for a word of prayer. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for all the good things you have done for us. Thank you for being good for us, and thank you for providing for us. Thank you for being our defender. Thank you for being our savior. We pray that we forgive all of our sins, because we sin in many ways when we know and we don't know. Please, God, help us. Make us succeed, and let us be the heads, not the tails. Protect all our listeners and guide them. Give them your Holy Spirit so that you can control them and be with them all the time. And also us here at school, protect us, give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Give us your helper, Holy Spirit, to be with us. And let our host, Isaac Kaltalieva, let you provide him with everything he wants. Let you be his provider, his leader, his defender, his savior. And protect us all the days we live. In your name we are prayed.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Conrad, for that nice prayer. It was a very nice one. Today is Saturday, the 21st of June, 2025. We are enjoying life, and my friends here have been giving me company this whole week. We had testimony time yesterday. It was a wonderful show. It ended so well. It was a very nice show. But now, you guys, first tell me, how was your week? Going to start with Ryan.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mbawazi Ryan, and I'm part of the NPC radio crew. So my week moved well, but the devil was trying to get me off somewhere.
The devil was dragging you off the rails,
Yeah. But I thank God.
I'm glad you noticed first. Mm.
But I thank God that helped me pass through and I came back on track.
Amen. He always helps everyone. He helps us.
Nothing happened. Nothing bad happened to the week. No accident.
That's great.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
That's good to hear.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, our dear hosts. Listen,
Good morning, Kelvin. How are you?
I'm fine. Today we are on NPC Radio, and I'd like to thank you for listening to us. So my week went fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we come here every day of the week to revise.
Yeah.
And that's what I like most, because it helps us to. It can help us to succeed and perform very well in our exams.
That's true. That is very true. So these friends of mine have been coming over, and recently we have a new policy where we have decided to read the books together.
Yes.
We have decided to read the books together. So every time they come during weekdays, we don't do the classic shows we used to do. We do a few assessment programs. They don't want to call them tests, because I think the word test messes them up in the head. So we're not going to use the word tests. They are just assessments. So we do them during the week, and by the time they get to the weekend to do their shows, they've done enough of their books, and it's time for leisure. Now in our leisure time, we're always going to be here on radio talking to you guys, and pray for us. so that we keep this up, this morning routine, because I want them to get used to the morning routine. We do a 1 hour show at least on Saturday mornings, and then when we are done, we get back to the other business. Otherwise, my name is Isaac Kathereva. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you very much wherever you are all around the world, and for the people who are always hooked to the station, you are the very best. You are the best. You give us meaning. All of us who are here, you give us meaning every brand new day that you tune in. Thank you very much. May the Lord bless you. We are here at Namgongo Pentecostal Church, and we are also inviting you for our service tomorrow. Tomorrow we have actually two services. The first service starts at 8. That's the English service. It usually has our students that are in there. And ministry goes on, ministry happens. We talk to Jesus, we intercede and see what's happening in our lives, and we connect each and everything, all the dots, we connect them. So please come and be part of us for that service. And then we have a second service also. It's just at 10 a.m. and it goes all the way to 1. So if you are the type that doesn't like too much English, you can come into that service. And you get the translations in Luganda, and we also share that blessing that is going to be served upon us tomorrow. So please care not to miss the service. You should pass by and win these blessings. They are free. You know, I always tell people on station that heaven is free and hell is also free. None of those two is forced. Yeah, you have the freedom to choose where you belong. So, as a person who wishes the best for you out there, I wish you big heaven, because hell is not a place for you. It's not a place for you, definitely not. So now I'm going to get back to my youngsters. They talk to you guys, and they're going to tell you about everything else. School, what is happening. All that stuff. Let's continue.
Yeah. Morning, our dear listeners. My name is called Ntahigwa Prince Christopher. And I want to thank God. He has given us a beautiful day, a nice morning. I want to thank God. He has enabled us. We have woke up and we are very okay. Don't have any problems. There are some people there who wake up when they find themselves even when they can't breathe. So we just want to thank God for guiding us. All of us are still here. I want to thank God that my week has been good. Nothing bad has happened. And also I thank Uncle Isaac that he has enabled us to come every week for revision, for the tests. I want to thank God that they are helping us. Yeah, thank you.
And you are welcome. It's only God that enables us to do the things we do. Because most times, even me, I be telling myself I am busy doing something. I cannot pass my time on these kids. But at some time, I think again and go, these guys' parents think we are taking care of them. And if we just ignore them, we are being bad people, and someone is going to be bad to us in the future regarding our own children. So Conrad is going to continue, and then right after Conrad, we go back and now discuss some matters today, because we have so much to talk about.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. Morning to all the listeners and people out there. I think you already know my name. My name is Kama Conrad Elijah. And this week has been very good because we were guided by God. And we used to come here for revision, the best part of the week. And there were some little uncertainties, like accidents. But I thank God that most of them weren't on me, and I haven't got accidents. And I even pray to God. He gives all of us here a long life so that we can stay and minister to the people out there.
Amen. That's a wonderful thought. It's a wonderful prayer. So these guys started doing revision. This is our first week of the RAPs, or you can call them the radio assessment programs. We are going to be doing this every week, because ever since we started it, the number fell drastically, which is good. It shows me the people who really wanted to do it and the people who are just in for the benefits, and which is very, 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 very good. It helps us maintain good company inside here, and it also helps us to improve in our academics. You understand? So whoever is not good enough to come for those assessment projects is not good enough to come to radio, unless they will come as a guest. Yeah, so once we have set up properly, the guys will be consistent here. This period is going to go on for 2 weeks. This come in and do a test. The people who will be doing within the first 2 weeks are going to be the official members. And then the rest will just be guests. Yeah. When you need them, you can invite them. When you want to ask them anything, you can call them. Yeah. That is how we're going to be with this. Otherwise, if you just keep opening randomly with no particular system, we are going to have idolers in here. We're going to have people who just come to spoil things. Anyway, let's just go to the topic of the day. Today we are going to talk about habits for a successful life. These habits, we were about to talk about them during our service that we're going to lead. That is coming 2nd July, Wednesday. This is the topic for that night. And since we are the ones leading the ministry, I would like to discuss it with you guys first. Here we're going to be discussing it all the way to the day of the show. Yeah, just so we don't depend on just a few people or a few things for us to proceed with our business. Alright, so now we are going to learn that preparation helps you to win in the future. If you prepare right now, if you get ready for the environment of being a winner right now, you are surely going to win. And it is no secret that you win only by preparing. You guys know that if you say you've never read, you've not been preparing for the papers, now the papers have come, but because you are very good at crying for God, you start it. You say, me, I'm going to cry and God is going to give me results. Do you think it works out? It never works out. You just cry and then it ends. Even God be like, this one, how does he want me to help him? How can I remind him what he has not read?
And helps those who help themselves.
That is not in the Bible, but it is true to some extent. Very true. So, my fellow young people, do not think you're going to stumble into success. Success is built day by day. Success is a process. You have to be disciplined to be successful. You have to be disciplined. You have to drive yourself. You have to drive yourself. Don't allow to be driven all the time. And that takes us to the next thing we're going to learn about, the habits that we need to learn to be very successful people. You need to have discipline over what you want. You see, our desires, we have these things that we really feel like we want. When you have money in your pocket, you want to just go and buy something and eat it. That is a desire. Yeah? But if only you have discipline, you have the discipline to allow yourself to keep that money longer than one more month, you're even probably going to get more money when you still have that money you decided to keep. You get it? If you have the discipline to invest, say, that money you have, you can develop in less than 2 months. But if you follow your desires and say, I'm just going to eat, I want to eat sausage. They are making Rolex up there. Let me go and get Rolex. Me, I like the canteen. stuff like that, you will not survive. Eh? You will lose because you don't have the discipline to stay financially afloat. And talking about things like those, I'm a very good example at that, because I've struggled financially because of poor decisions. But anyways, right now my mother is on the phone, but I think I'm just going to pick her up. I talk to her online, so I tell her what I'm doing, and then she can just, I don't like not picking my mother's call. So you guys be nice, eh?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
It's my baby, actually. Hey, baby. How are you, baby?
I'm fine.
That's nice, baby. So, daddy's working right now. I'm going to call you in like 1 minute, baby. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, let me call you back, baby. I love you.
I love you.
That is my daughter, Astrid, and she's calling. She usually wants to talk to me. But anyway, that caught me on air. And I didn't want it to go as a missed call. She'll probably get mad or call back. So it's sorted now. And we are back to business. So as we were saying, learn to have discipline in your heart. Yeah? Learn to give yourself rules that you follow. Okay? Put it over the desires you have. Only that way you'll win. You understand? You're at school. There are so many things that seem fun to do away from what exactly brought you here. It's actually the reason I introduced those radio assessment programs, because I noticed that people were not exactly staying in the same lane all the way through. Some people get distracted easily. Actually, even thank God. I thank God for that idea, because that idea has helped me also to see exactly where I am. It has helped me to see where exactly I am. And if only you could allow yourself to respect everything that is supposed to happen to you. You are in school, eh? You respect it. Respect the curve, don't try to fight the system, because you can't. You get it, eh? Read your books whenever you have to. Remind yourself of what you are supposed to do at what time. Don't follow the herd. People will come out of dorm, all moving in a group. They are going a specific place, but it's not where you are going. So put it in your mind to always follow the right way. Where you are supposed to go. If you're supposed to go to read and you're seeing a group of people going to idolize in the pitch, maybe, eh? They might not be a very big group. They might be like two people. Friends of yours that you usually follow every day, you are supposed to go to read, you're going to the studio, you have a test, but there are these two guys who are telling you, man, the other side, there are some girls who are looking for you. They have said they are missing you.
What? That's why my mom always tells me.
You come, we go.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Be assertive. Don't fear to say no. If you know you don't want it, don't just accept it. Because if you do that, you'll be betraying yourself in the long run. You're accepting something you do not want. So don't be that person. So the scripture is going to guide us today as we make friends, as we go through school, as we pick new hobbies, is Proverbs 25 verse 28. Like a city without walls is a person who lacks self-control. If you do not have self-control, my dear, if you do not have self-control, you have a long way to go. You have a long way to go. You have so much to lose until you learn to get that self-control within you. And it's the element we'll be trying to get out of you guys. Eh? When I start telling you, if you don't come back. If you you see, it sounds mean, eh? But I be trying to get your mind to tailor to self-control. what you are going to do doesn't have to depend on where Conrad is going. At that time, you're going to do it. Much as you are together at that specific time, eh? Yes, you are together in dorm, but you are leaving dorm to go to the studio. But then, the guy you left class with up to dorm, for him, he's going to the basketball court. To do what? To chill and watch basketball and bounce it when it comes to him. Yeah? So just because you don't know how to drive yourself, just because you have not been taught to drive yourself, you will follow him. You follow him and you will make two people who have nowhere to go and don't even know where they are going. You get? That would be two people. So stay in your lane. Make sure you know exactly what you want and when you want it, and don't let anyone tell you what to do. You understand? Especially if it's different from what you are supposed to be doing at that particular time. And for the people out there listening, thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church or NPC Radio. This is NPC Morning. This is NPC Morning, and I'm here talking to our youngsters, talking to them and finding out how they're feeling, and also getting to understand everything that they go through. So, the other thing that we are going to learn about today is for you guys to use your library. Do you use a library?
Yes.
Now, do it like this, eh? Unless it's something the teacher has told you to go and look for in the library. Yeah? Step in the library, find a book. Find a book. It can be about something you want to learn, maybe a topic that disturbs you in class, something you failed. It can be an educative book of any sort. But at least in 1 month, read one book. 30 days. I know it can be a lot of pages, eh? You think it's a lot of pages, but if you give it one month, eh? A whole book, you'd find yourself reading it, unless you don't really want to read it.
Excuse me, there's something that I have.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I'm going to do this, but when it comes, I don't.
When
I
it
again
comes,
feel
you
like,
don't.
A, oh, I just need this.
You need that self push. It happens to everyone, it's not just you. Yeah, it happens to everyone. It's called procrastination, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, people who say they're going to do something. It happens actually until you're older than 50 even, if you're not careful. It happens until you're even older than 50. When you say you are going to do things, and then you demotivate yourself, and you don't do them, and tomorrow you talk about them again, and you be hyped about them, and still you don't do them, yeah?
It makes me angry.
It's normal, but you need to learn to fight it. You need to learn to stay on it. If you say, I'm going to do it, do it. Stick to it. Eh? Don't divert. Stay there. Do exactly what you think you're supposed to be doing at that particular time, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the one way we're going to fight it. Otherwise, you can also teach yourself how to use your money well. You get? When you go to holidays, and you have some savings, buy things with it. Buy chicken, buy goats, buy sheep, buy, eh? You get? Because you see, right now you're young, but if I don't tell you to buy a goat and a chicken right now, you'll hear it when you are,
yeah,
when you are 23, mm-hmm, and you say, ah, man, how come no one told me this when I was young? I used to get money. You understand? So to solve that problem in the future, we tackle it now.
Yeah.
Right now is the time you need to know that you can invest. You see, for us when we were kids, we were preached to that we need to save. But saving is not entirely the key. The key is investing. Put that money somewhere for it to do something else. Buy livestock. Buy a livestock, buy a goat, okay? Buy a goat. After 3 months, the goat you bought 520 Ks, that is 100,000. If you collect 520 Ks and buy a goat, in 4 months it will be 3 goats, because it gives birth to 2 goats.
Yeah.
You understand? Gives birth to 2 goats, to be 3 goats. And in 4 months, these 2 goats will make 2 goats each. And the first goat which got them for you will still get you 2 more. You understand?
Yes.
You understand? So that's how the herd grows. After a year, do you know that you can even be in 30? 25. And if you bought the first one 100,000, how many goats do you think you're going to sell to make a 100,000 this time? You're going to sell like a one. You stay like with that 30. You understand? If you want to sell 4 of them, you can even buy a bigger animal.
Yeah.
Like you have 50k, buy a chicken like for 30k.
You buy a chicken for 30k.
You remain with a 20k.
You remain with a 20k.
No, at least when you have like
now
a rooster
chicken,
at home.
Leave it at home.
Yes.
You get
it. Does it work?
It does what it does. Hatches its eggs. More chicken.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you have so many of them. Next thing you know, you have so many goats. Next thing you know, your life is changing. Yeah, so that is what we should do. And also, knowledge is a big advantage when you grow up. When you know things, you can work anywhere. When you know things, you can beat anyone to any job, even if you are not qualified like them. But just because you know things about that job, you'll be at a very, very, very high advantage of getting it. We've heard of people who miss out jobs because they didn't have experience, but are qualified. And there are people who are not that qualified, but they have tons of experience, years and years of experience. So they give them the job just because these guys presume they know how to do it. Okay? So you'll be that guy that knows things. Find out, learn, ask, research, learn to budget early, and don't live your life to please what Conrad is going to be thinking about you,
yes.
Or Prince, you want to please other people. You're saying now, how will Conrad see me? If I am going to read, and for him is going to play football. Yet football is fun. Eh?
It's fun, but it's not all the time it's supposed to.
Exactly.
Now, you have to budget time.
Yeah, you have to budget for your time.
Mm.
Exactly. So you need to learn to budget very early and don't live to impress other people. Because sometimes it's going to come in many forms. Eh? Someone will come and okay, they will say, this is what we are supposed to be wearing. We wear blue shirts. Okay?
Yes.
Then this guy, some influence, it's weekdays, there's no special occasion. Then for him, he's telling you, me, I'm going to wear this black t-shirt of mine.
Yes.
Now, for you, just because you don't have self-drive,
You also go.
Then right before prep time,
okay.
Teacher on duty grabs you.
And you say, I wish.
Hey, you say, I wish I didn't. I had my blue shirt in dorm.
But
just because
wishes.
You are influenced easily, you start riding like the beggars over something you could change. So please be wise. Because Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20 says, the wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. You know what gulping is?
No.
When you get something to eat, actually gulping is for drinking. Have you ever seen people who drink very fast?
Yeah.
To finish immediately.
Yeah.
That is gulping. So the wise people store up their choice food and olive oil, but fools finish theirs very fast. That is self-elaborative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't be the fool, eh? Be wise. Be wise and also have a personal relationship with God. Start a life you know about. Read the Bible. Eh?
Yes.
Guide yourself. It can be difficult to guide yourself, but you need to do it. You need to learn to write your prayers down and your thoughts and everything, how you feel. Eh? And the last habit that I would like you guys to learn right now is choosing growth over comfort. You see, this example of the RAP assessment, eh?
Yeah.
It is the biggest example of growth over comfort. People liked the life they were getting here. They were enjoying, just chill. When it's time for a show, just talk. But now, the small addition of tests has driven people who want a comfortable life in school away, their father away. And I can't say I'm more happy. I'm very happy.
Started scattering.
Very happy that people they scattered like
here.
That.
But I wonder
the
why
used
they,
to come
they fear them because they also do them in class.
Most of them have
the reason they fear them is because they don't like doing them even in class. So when they hear that now again even in studio there is more of that, they just lose their minds and run away, which is what they did. But it's okay, it's all right, it's perfect because now we have the people that we really need.
But yeah. Most of them, their reasons are very lame. They can make like on those days when we don't have the RAP assessment. Chris didn't have cheese.
Yeah.
But now
he was always
here,
camera. But when it came, now I want to learn chess.
Yeah, he started doing chess.
But
when
okay.
Chess was there,
chess tournament. Wow. Chess was there.
But really, there's a tournament, but
chess was there since first time. The guy didn't want to even go.
But
when
now
they brought RAP assessment.
They chased him away. And that is the best way. I was always asking myself, how am I going to vet these people? How am I going to have people that are actually serious? How am I going to have people I'm not going to be worried about? And then the answer came. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering the RAP assessments because they're going to give us the best people for this ministry.
I can
say
The devil was trying to take me.
The devil was lying to you, eh? Now, what?
And even I was starting to start like, you know, you start also talking bad about the person. And now, what?
It's all right. It happens all the time. And you see, the best advantage you have is that you know that it was happening. Eh? Now, tell me, what were you going to do with all that free time?
Man, even when I was in church, I started wondering. Because you were somehow controlling my life. First of all, you had everything. You had my father's. You were controlling my life.
But I'm not sure you were controlling your life. I'm just in it to help you find your way.
Yes.
I'm just in it to help you find your way. And that is why I'm here. And that is why I tell you sometimes things you don't want to hear. But okay.
Like I'm used to studio. Like, remember for me, I came to studio like after 2 weeks. Like after 2 weeks when I came, that's when I started knowing. So in those 2 weeks, I kind of like I'm used to studio. Just know that at five studio, you cannot think that at five. Boy,
yeah.
Just you never went with.
You books. See, my mom told me if you get a chance and someone says wants to help you. Never reject it, just go right. So now me, when I heard Uncle Isaac had brought that test, I was like, I remembered what my mom, at first I was like, God.
Man,
then
even
I remembered
me, man.
What my mom told me, I said, it
was
really
like,
I have to go. So,
it feels like someone entering your comfort zone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you just the person is you appreciate him later.
You are doing it's good right now, people are running later. Away, but in the future,
For me right now, I support them fully. Yeah?
They will see us because
by running away, they are proving me right that they were not ready. Yeah.
But also, there's a way of speaking to that. Also, that thing is just kind of wrong.
Which one? It feels wrong. Yeah. It feels wrong. It feels like I am bullying you, right?
Also, the first time.
Let me tell you the truth. Kind of like I remember like you were angry. That's why you brought those things. So I was starting to feel now it's putting this anger on us.
I'm sorry about that. It's okay.
That's not how I was.
I understand how you felt.
But it's putting this anger on us.
I got upset because I left guys here for them to do a show.
Yes.
And I was coming right back quickly. When I came, I found funny stories, people are doing things. So I was like, so these guys don't know exactly why they're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now the new rule is
you are first creating it for Chris, then you saw that now it has to go to everyone.
Yeah, it first happened to Chris because he had done something weird. But then in the long run, I was like, no. If I do it only for Chris, because he was going to reach midway and run away. And if I had done it only for him, and he came here and you guys didn't get it, you are not going to think about it. You are still going to come here the same way you used to come, and I would get another Chris to deal with after some time. So I was like, how do we get a team that can be known properly for who they are, a team that likes both academics and is also determined to minister here in church and on radio. I don't want to be hanging with people, because if I had not introduced this, in the future would have parents saying my child is not concentrating because of that radio. They think about it. They want to also use it.
Yeah, they say like, now your child is spending his time there.
And he's doing nothing in class.
Do you see that it's God who brought it to us?
Yeah.
Because now that it's already here.
God himself.
They have to use the church which he has.
Ella, now, you see now the people, there's a boy yesterday who wanted like, how do you join the studio? How did Paul Reed get it that tests are there? He said, you want to do tests? And I was like, let me just.
No.
But when they said about tests.
Those guys already know now. The school compound knows getting to radio, you have to do tests.
They spread it.
That's good.
I see people benefiting.
It's good the information.
And then I told him to
test.
Just
so people want
test.
To be at school. Yeah, people want test. To be at school not doing school things,
Okay, the next person I'll say assessment and I see what you say.
Next time you say assessment. You'll be like, there's like an assessment you do. What's an assessment?
Yeah.
Then you tell them, you talk about what you have studied in the day, or like what you last studied, then they give you some questions about it.
Take it simple.
But anyways, that is all measures that the Holy Spirit keeps giving us, because this ministry is not easy, this job is not easy. If you're not careful, you lose too much, you lose a lot. And I'm not about to allow to lose so much when I can actually save each and everything, okay? So this is how it's going to be going. These guys, I'm glad these ones have adjusted, and I'm hoping the others get back in and also adjust. And if they don't, it's all right. The Lord prepared these guys for the ministry, and they can even do it just by themselves. We have some girls in the crew. We have Melissa,
Jerry.
And we have also Flavia Mukasa,
who have got a
for her, she also did, and we shall be having some more. So we're not really worried about guys not coming. So today, I would like to tell these guys to do this one task. Eh?
Okay.
It's one simple task. Create a daily routine. Eh? Because I know you guys can't wait to grow up. You can't wait to grow up. So now, create a daily routine. Imagine you're like 20. Eh? Yeah, do a routine. You can create it in your mind. In the morning when I wake up, I do this and this and this. I go to class. When I go to class, I come out. When I have a free lesson on that day, I read this. When it's a Monday, I do this. When it's a Tuesday, I do this like that. Eh?
Mm.
Yeah, come up with a routine and then you'll see. Eh?
Mm.
We'll fix it together. You can bring that routine. We'll discuss it. It might not be even be on air, but we shall do it. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it together. So, even coming up, this actually brings us to the next announcement. Coming up on NPC Radio, we are going to be doing the rap assessments live on air. But the assessments will be after the offline test that they will do. So only the corrections will come to the air, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that we talk about the things that they study, we see the answers, examine things together, and then we be brothers like that nicely.
Yeah.
When we know what we are doing, both in our books and on the microphone, we get to be geniuses that actually read. Eh?
Yeah, even some quizzes.
Aha, even quizzes. We're also going to be doing quizzes. Otherwise, I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. Special thank yous to Pastor Eric Sempa. There are many thank yous. I can't send you one. I have to send you very many of them because this job is really great. And these youngsters love it. They love to do it. And I'm very happy to be the one chosen to help them, chosen by God and handpicked by the Holy Spirit himself. I am ready to do this and we're going to do this together with these guys. I'm so proud of them right now and I'm glad they are the ones that stayed, because staying in a situation like this you can tell. I had so many people last week. I think we had like 19-21 people. We had 21 who registered and they were registering because they were pumped up for that Wednesday. They wanted to be on stage. It was so full.
It got me, I could not even breathe.
Yeah,
I remember that Tuesday.
It was so full.
The girls came very like hot. This a lot. When you told them like this, Wednesday no one was there completely.
They came on Tuesday. Once they had about the tests, they all disappeared.
And they were like, okay, on Wednesday.
One by one. I wonder how badly people are determined to fail.
No.
How can you hear that there is a test here and then you just run away from there, you disappear?
Even you say I can't look there.
I even have some of my friends, the ones I used to talk to, they come, they smile at me, some phone uncle Isaac, what. Now they don't want to look at me. When they look at me, they change their faces as if they are sick. Yes, if I've done something wrong to them. Well, what is happening to people? People don't like reading.
I see they are passing by here. You see them just running.
Like, hey, yeah.
Those and days on Saturdays, by now, would you see this space breathing?
Most of them, Melissa can come with them.
But Melissa,
They stop their side. Melissa comes.
Melissa
still loves this ministry and I'm very, very proud of her. I'm proud of that girl. And then, I'm not going to say I'm disappointed in any of them. I'm not disappointed. They are young people. I expect everything that they do right now. Yeah, no one has surprised me. If anything, it is you guys that have surprised me that you have stayed. I thought you all would go and then I would be doing my projects from here and inviting you as guests, but you managed to stay. Thank you for being hard people. Eh?
Yeah.
Because school is why you came here in the first place. I'm glad tests didn't scare you off. Even if they tried at some point. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to NPC Online Church. I'm still here with my young people and they'll be telling you guys when they're about to go. Eh? Think that, are you? Do you have some time?
Yeah.
Until what time?
We are first going to go. First take a break.
You're going to get a break. Eh?
When we come back.
Now we are going to do this until 10:30. Yeah? Is that okay?
Yes,
then you guys go for
break.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's okay. Come.
Because
and then we shall get back.
From us senior ones, from
until
after
vacation,
after vacation
time,
after lunch time,
just
been classes.
Oh, all right. I think some people will come after vocational then.
Yeah.
Vocation is already done.
It's S1. Done now.
No, S1. S2 is the one that is going.
S2 is now. Yeah.
S2 is still doing. Then S1 S3. Is still is done. Eh?
Yeah. Then yeah. S3 after that. After
so break. Let's see if some form ones come from vocation and come and check on the tests, because once anyone arrives and they have not been doing any tests this week, they will do one first before they even get to greet us. And I know this is going to work because I know it always works. It always, it has already worked, yes?
On that topic of tests, corrections on air, I think we should put a number so that these people outside, they can call and even help us with a correction.
Yeah, sure, sure. There's already 076339917.
The WhatsApp group.
Call on it. Yeah. And then we also have a WhatsApp group where we gather the people. Eh? So if you out there and you would like to contribute to this and you'd like to be part of these revisions, you are a student probably, you are the scholar for you, whenever you go home you can access us. You are welcome to talk to us. Tell us, eh?
Yeah.
If we get a problem wrong, solve it for us. Because you are wise wherever you are, eh?
Yeah.
So now use that wisdom for give ministry like this. Give it to us, eh? And we also give you the one we have.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a very nice day. Me, I like how this day has started.
Yeah.
I love how the week started. Because if the things that happened at the beginning of the week didn't happen, I don't think we would have gotten here.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. We were not going to get here.
Right now, if I'm not here, I don't know if I'll be. I'll miss this chance.
Even me. You are going to get angry.
I thank my mom for bringing me here.
Even me, I know. Because now, even, first of all, my father told me that it's time.
I should be mine.
So, of course, automatically, even if I had to go, when you had to call to, if he had to call to you, then you tell him that I've gone. Because of this, of course, he would tell me to come back.
Yeah.
Cool.
Even if he wasn't telling you to come back, he would get angry at you. He would say, I told this boy to go and revise. When he reached the program he loved very much, I told him to revise from there. He refused. He ran away.
Yes,
he he'd say you don't like studying and all.
Yeah.
And you'd make yourself a bad name. Anyway, I'm so proud of you guys for allowing. And today, you out there who is struggling with something, you who is out there who thinks the world is against you, I would like to remind you that even now you are becoming whole. You are no longer broken. God gathered up the pieces a long time ago and you are already whole. Because in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14, God says, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Every breath is a step towards healing. Don't rush it. Receive your healing. Receive each and every step accordingly. And also, being still is something that is always the bravest thing to do.
Yeah.
Because in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, he says, the Lord will fight for you. You will need only to be still. Your stillness is not surrender to pain, but a stand in faith. And lastly, you can be soft and still survive. Because in Psalms chapter 18 verse 35, it says, your gentleness has made me great. Gentleness is not weakness. It's a divine weapon. Carry it with pride. And trust me, you are going to live your life very nicely, very happily. And you are never going to regret the day you chose Jesus.
Yeah.
You are never going to regret the day you chose to be still and trust in Him. My name is Isaac Katelieva. And today, once again, it's a Saturday. Family just called while I was on air. That means I have to go pass by home. This was a reminder calling me home. I'm not going to go today. I'm definitely going to go tomorrow after service. I'm going to do it today. But this was simply a reminder. Some weekends I forget Munange. I stay at work and then remember when it's already evening on Sunday and it's some kind of distance from here to go back home. So I just choose to stay and go in the morning or something. But hey, I'm not going to forget this time because my Astrid reminded me herself. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We love you so much. And tomorrow is service. Please don't miss service tomorrow here in the Pentecostal Church.
Come on, come all.
Carry everyone. Tell them to come. Come and get the blessings that God has for you. Yeah, now in these last 15 minutes as we go, I'm going to allow these people to give us a word that closes the show today. Yeah. We'll start with Kelvin. Just tell the people out there, the day scholars, tell them to stay in their books. Tell them something.
Yeah. Hello, listeners. I'd like to tell you, those who can't come here, you can be at home, read your books, and you'll see the gift which God has given you for doing that. You'll succeed in your paper. Just read your books, concentrate, and you'll see what the glory of God can do, the power of God can do.
That's so good. That's great. Great advice coming in from Kelvin. So let's go to Ryan now.
Good morning once again, listeners. This has been a good morning. I advise you to read your books. Don't let the devil take you in any way. Have self-control. What we have learned today. Have self-control. And yeah, read your books. Yeah, that's what I have.
That's so good. Have self-control, read your books, and stay focused. Let's hear from Prince.
Yeah, for me, what I like to advise people out there that the devil is a liar, that's true. The devil is a liar. There are some things that you can be attempted from at school, but please try to go in God's hand and always listen. Listen, that voice that tells you when you're almost doing something bad.
Yes.
That voice inside you, it's very meaningful to you. I would like to advise you that you should stop those bad things you get at school, the peer groups.
Those funny groups that drive you towards specific goals. They want you to be something.
Yeah. And always listen to that small voice that is telling you. Because, you know, God and Satan be fighting.
Actually, it's bad that fights with God. Eh?
Yeah, so yeah. Satan always wants to Satan break can down never fight what God. Is, what God is making you for.
Satan is just
so
foolish.
Always make Satan down. Don't accept him to come to your life. Don't accept him to. Don't even allow him to talk to you or to control you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I advise for there. Mind your books. Can succeed in future. Thank you.
That is great advice from Prince right there. And ladies and gentlemen, before we even go to Conrad, I would like to remind you that in case you want to get in touch with us right now, you can just go to your phone. Go to your phone and dial 0763-322-917, or you can just go to your Google and search NPC Radio. You'll be able to get all this and more programs, because we have so many programs for you, and we just hope that you could catch up with us, eh? Because we have so much to give you. Yes, let's go to Conrad.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio, and morning to all the listeners, and some of them who have just joined. A word of advice to the day scholars and people out there, all the children in school. I think you children in school who are in day, if you can, at least come in boarding so that you can get time to revise in evening preps and morning preps. Because some of you miss out, some of the teachers come and give some notes or some revision in the morning preps. And then some of the scholars don't get it. So I advise some of you to come in body. If you cannot because of financial issues, at least keep your mind on your books and let you lead yourself. Let not other people to lead you. These people who come at your gate, like your former school friends, coming to tell you that let's go play. Tell them you have some things to do, like revision. Maybe they come the next day after your revision, you go play. Should not allow the devil lead you, because the devil came to destroy,
kill and steal.
And steal.
He comes to steal, kill and destroy. That is also a nice message from Conrad. I think he's still going, Tell us, Conrad.
You should stay away from such things that include the devil. Like, you go to play, you find like a shrine, people calling you to enter, do not enter. Just tell them you don't want, then you walk away.
Mm-hmm. I know it's difficult to say no.
Yes.
But teach yourselves.
At least you just walk away.
Yeah, walk away. If you see something you do not want, do not stay there. Because if you stay there, you're compromising yourself spiritually.
Yeah.
And it's so good. So good. So good to be here. I feel so good. This place feels better now that we have a good number to deal with. Anyways, we'll be coming back with the wrap assessments later on in the day. Please stick with the station. It's exactly 8 minutes to the time we say we would leave, 10:30, to let these guys go free. So I'll give you this time for now. You guys go out there, prepare. And then when you get back, we shall be giving the listeners nice wrap. Yeah, not rap as in rapping raps, but we're going to give them nice rap.
Yeah,
some academic stuff. So please be out there. The scholars tuned in, thank you so much for tuning in. And please stay here because we are still giving you this nice stuff every other day. And new programs are coming up. You don't know what is coming. You do not know what is coming. So please stay here so that you do not miss. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye for now. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.